talk about a pain in the butt. Like, I don't want to do that. You know, I've never had to think about anything like that. The worst case scenario for us is you plug a charger in or something, and then your vehicle's going. No big deal. You know, or you call somebody and they come and, you know, help you get your vehicle started. It wasn't the case then. And so we're soft. Things are easy and luxurious for us, and we are entitled. You know, we don't treat that as a blessing. We just treat it as, of course, it's that way. Hello and welcome to Pillars of Wealth Creation, where we talk about creating financial success with a special focus on business and real estate. I'm your host, Todd Dexheimer. Now, let's get to it. Are you ready to start investing in real estate today but don't know where to start? Sometimes investing can seem way too complicated, but it actually couldn't be any easier than with homeinvest.com. You know the co-founder and my friend Nate Armstrong. He appeared on episode 20, and if you haven't heard it, go back and listen to it, episode number 20. Home Invest is a company that allows you to invest in turnkey real estate. Their goal is to build powerful investment tools that make real estate investing accessible to everyone. They have contractors and property managers available for you with the click of your mouse. While other real estate agents can only offer a property, Home Invest brings you a full turnkey package that allows you to diversify your investments, earn passive income, and start building equity in properties. Their simple, intuitive design allows newcomers and experienced investors alike to hit the ground running and to be able to choose the properties when they want and where they want. View easy-to-understand charts and data to allow you to buy in only a few clicks or just a simple phone call. With Home Invest, you'll be building your portfolio as quickly or as slowly as you would like. And right now, Home Invest is giving our listeners, Pillar of Wealth Creation listeners, a free course on how to finally win in real estate investing. So go to homeinvest.com/pillars. That's homeinvest.com/pillars. To claim your free course today. Hey, welcome back to Pillars of Wealth Creation. I'm your host, Todd Dexheimer. With me, as always, on these wacky Wednesdays is John Stiles with Bridge Realty. John, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good, considering I've got a slight cold I'm fighting. So other than that.
Welcome to the great state of Minnesota.
Yep.
It's what? No, what day is today?
November 12th.
12th. And I think it's like 20. Did it get to 20 today? Maybe.
Yeah, I think we were having a high of 22, maybe something like that.
Yeah. You might be pushing it there. But it's chilly. It's definitely chilly. But hey, you know, it'll be warm soon enough. By May, it'll start to get warm.
Yep. Just wait 6 months. That's all.
Yeah, no big deal.
This kind of helps my radio voice, though.
Yeah. You look, it actually reminds me of Chris Voss, if you've ever listened to his Never Split the Difference?
Yep.
The FM radio DJ.
Right.
Perfect. So anything new, John?
Not too much to mention right now. Just kind of staying focused on what I need to do, connecting with people I know and trying to get to know more people. So that's a lot of what my life looks like.
Well, and that's really important, is to get to know a lot of people. I was actually, I'm kind of mentoring a college student right now. He's going to the same college I went to, and he actually overheard me talking about real estate at an alumni cross country race. He's a cross country runner, and I was as well. And so he reached out to me, I think through LinkedIn, and said, hey, can you be my mentor? And basically he sends me a few questions and I answer them. And so it's not like I'm, you know, this big duty or anything, but anyways, that was one thing I hopefully portrayed to him is like networking, getting to know people, just building those relationships is super powerful. If you don't think if you don't learn anything else, and that's kind of one thing I say, is like, if you don't learn anything else from me, learn that creating relationships is probably the most valuable aspect of growing in your business, or if you're going to become an employee, it doesn't matter what you're going to do, but having those relationships is going to take you a long way. It, not only do those relationships help you advance, you help others advance. But that's kind of what this life to me is all about. I mean, building and creating and cultivating relationships is really powerful. And, you know, some people want to live their life as a hermit, but most of us don't. And if you don't, that's what it's all about. So getting out there, networking, creating relationships, and eventually it's going to pay off.
Yeah. So. Yeah. That's kind of like what I look at my job is to be in relationships with different people. And, it's not something that's always come natural to me, but it's something I'm growing into, and I enjoy it. I enjoy getting to know people. So.
And it doesn't have to be natural, right? I mean, I think for a lot of people, it's not natural. Some people, it's very unnatural. And others, it's, you know, they still struggle. Some people, it's extremely natural. And they're just blessed with that gift, which is great. But it doesn't necessarily have to be natural, as long as you're willing to put in the time and the effort into doing it. You're going to build those relationships. And some of those relationships, so sometimes the people that are just naturally gifted and they can build, like, I know a few people, I'm not going to name any names. I know a few people that are really good at it, and like, they can just talk to anybody and they will make you feel comfortable within 30 seconds of talking with them, and you're like their best friend. However, a lot of times, not always, but a lot of times, those people are really bad at building and cultivating those relationships. They can make friends in 30 seconds, but they're not necessarily going to continue to cultivate those relationships. They're just out there. They're just throwing names around. They're just doing that. And a lot of times it's people don't end up trusting them in the long run. They like them and they see them the next time and they're best friends with them again for that little short time. But when they walk away, and if somebody says, hey, do you recommend so-and-so? They're going to be like, yeah, I don't really know. Probably not. Maybe. I don't know. So just because you're gifted in that doesn't mean you get to skip the rest of the steps, which is, you know, continuing to hone and cultivate and continue to grow those relationships, which is really.
Yeah, cool. Well, what's new with you? I see a new background.
Yeah, I got a new background. I'm staying in my office because that's like the only spot in our house that we can stay in. We can't stay outside anymore because it's too cold. And I don't want to do it in the basement because then the fumes from the furnace, you know, intake blow it through the entire house. And so the only space is in my office. So now my office is smells like a staining room. So I didn't want to be in there. So I'm working outside, which is nice because I don't know if you can see, it's really bright there, but you know, I get to see some nice scenery. So
nice.
That's kind of cool as well. It's a bonus. Yeah. And so for me, I guess what's new right now, I'm focusing really hard on just trying to make sure I've got a couple of assets that I'm trying to make sure are going to end this year really strong, working really hard at getting the construction moving and continuing it. I've got some positive momentum going on one of the properties in particular with leasing. So I'm really excited about that. We did a lot of renovations. They got done later than I wanted. So I was getting pretty nervous. Like, am I going to get these leased before the winter really starts? And we're doing really, really well. We've got just over the last few weeks, we've gotten, I think 13 units rented, and we still have another 15 more to go, but it'll go, I think as we're going, it's going pretty quickly. So I'm hoping, you know, at least another half a dozen are rented you know, by early December, and then hopefully the majority of the others are rented by the end of December, beginning of January. So that's good. I just kind of focusing on those, still trying to look for properties, but that's kind of been my main, you know, core focus. And then also trying to build the coaching a little bit. I've got a couple of coaching clients, so I'm excited for them as well. So John, today I want to talk about complaining, kind of. The 2018 elections just happened, right? And in 2016, I found myself kind of caught up in the elections, mainly the Donald Trump bitch fest. And I was getting to where I would look at the news feeds. I had them on my phone. They would pop up, and I would go in and I would make comments on, you know, some of these news feeds. I was even responding on Facebook to some of my Facebook friends. I would make a political comment. I would politically comment back. And I just found myself like caught in this constant like bitch fest. And there was so much negativity, and there still is. And finally, I just like, this is ridiculous. It's taking up way too much time. And I need to shut this off because everybody is just complaining. And I think, so what my rant is today is we get so focused on the negativity in this world that we forget about all the amazing positive things that have happened and that are happening in our lives and around the world. And it's not that we should just forget about the problems, because that's not my point today. There are problems, and there's always going to be problems, and we can do our best to try to solve the problems that are, you know, most, you know, closest to us and that we really want to focus on. I think that's important, but I think it's extremely important to understand all the abundance and the blessings that we have in our lives on a daily basis, and stop focusing on the negatives and stop the whining and the complaining and all that kind of stuff. I think if more people focused on the positivity, I think naturally we would have a much more positive place to be living. And I think naturally what that would do is actually help solve some of the problems, not necessarily all the problems, but it would help solve a lot of problems. So that's kind of what I wanted to talk about today.
Yeah. So just briefly on the way things are with Facebook and all these discussions there, you know, it's so hard to not get pulled into those things. Most of us have opinions, right? And it's so easy to just type out your opinion and let it be known.
Right.
But my thing with that is it's hard to accomplish anything by voicing your opinion. You know, usually what happens is some sort of fight, you know, and there's people on this side and there's people on that side. And it's, you know, and then there's the people that comment, "I'm grabbing some popcorn to watch this discussion," you know, because they just want to watch the show. But, you know, what do any real problems get solved? Do any minds actually get changed? Or does everybody just get upset at each other?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think more often than not, it's exactly what you just last said, is everybody gets upset at each other.
Yeah. So we lose a lot of Facebook. No, were they really our friends if they're going to unfriend us because we voiced our opinion?
Yeah.
You know, probably not, but I wouldn't be surprised that several friendships and family relationships have been, you know.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I went through, you know, after my little love fest with the news and with getting caught up in all this like stuff and seeing all this negativity, you know, you hear, if you're watching like the news, you know, there's people that sit there and they sit down and they watch Fox News or CNN or, you know, these news channels that really, I think, just focus on that, the negativity. If you're engulfed in that stuff all the time, you're going to start acting like that. You're going to start being negative. And I noticed myself being so negative all the time. And that's when I was like, whoa, it was like probably 3 or 4 months before the election. I'm like, and this is 2016. So I'm like, this is ridiculous. What am I doing? Like, quit playing this victim role, quit complaining about things, and just shut this crap off. And that's what I did. I just shut it all off. I got the news feeds off my phone. I stopped looking at, you know, my homepage at the time was like Yahoo, because my email is connected to Yahoo. That no longer was my homepage. Get that out of there, because Yahoo has all these news reels. Just never looked at that stuff again. I completely shut it off. And I noticed like almost instantly that like relief of like, finally, I'm not engulfed in this garbage anymore. And you know what's weird? I don't feel like I'm a bad person because I don't listen and care about this stuff right now. And maybe I am. Maybe some people are like, oh my gosh, you know, you don't care about this stuff. Well, yeah, I care, but I don't want to hear about all the negativity all the time, you know? So anyways, now that I'm bitching, I want to stop and I want to talk about the abundance that we have in our life. And I'm not going to just focus on me, because I've got a lot of great things that happen in my life. And I've got problems too, like everybody else, but we all that are listening, especially most of my listeners are from the U.S. So it's maybe some of the stuff is going to be focused on the U.S., but anywhere around the world. I know I have listeners in different countries as well. And so for me, one statistic that I heard, and then I looked up when I was kind of thinking of this and writing, one of my routines is just journaling. And that this is one of the things that was kind of on my heart as this new election was coming up. And quite frankly, I heard very little about it. So I'm not politically informed, which some people think is a negative, but you know what? I don't care. It's not going to affect my life. It honestly isn't. So as I'm seeing these signs though, it kind of brought that back up. And one of the things I heard is we have a 1 in 400 trillion chance of being born. And that in itself is a blessing if you think about that. And then you think about where most of us that are listening to this were born, which is most of us were born in a first world country, or even if we weren't, we are able to make it to a first world country. And then most of us that are listening likely were born middle class or above. And so if you fit into that box, I mean, that's like a 1 in who knows how many quintillion or whatever the next, you know, number that it fits into is. That's so rare of an opportunity that's a blessing in itself, just being born, first of all. And then if you're over 30, you were able to make it past your 30th birthday, which is another blessing in itself. You know, if you're over 40, the same thing. So that in itself is something you go, wow, that's amazing. I have to be so thankful for just that alone. And so for me, focusing on lately, I've just been focusing on trying to say a few things that I'm grateful for every single day. Few things for myself and few things for the world, and trying to be positive. And no matter what, you're going to hear negativity. But if you have something when you hear negativity to combat that negativity with, whether you're trying to fight with somebody or not, I'm not saying to fight with people when they say negativity, but just know in your mind that, wow, that's short-sighted. This world is full of abundance. That's a very powerful thing. And when the older generation they oftentimes talk about, you know, how bad the world is now, how the crime is so bad, how back in my day when it was so safe. Well, here's the facts. The facts are that in 2018, today, it's more safe than it has been any time since 1950. Well, in 1950, we just got out of World War II, the most dangerous war, the most deadliest war that our world has ever seen. Slightly before that, we had the Great Depression, and then slightly before that, we had World War I. So I would say that now is probably the best time, the safest time that we've had to live in the last 100 plus years. So when you hear somebody complaining about how our world used to be a better place, know in your head that actually it's safer now today than it ever has been, probably in the last 100 years, truly in the last 100 years. Our murder rate is like 4.2 to 100,000 people. Well, back in 1950, it was about the same. The 70s, 80s, and 90s, which probably most of our parents are, you know, thinking about when they think about how it used to be safe, those were the most dangerous times the U.S. had ever seen. So it's just kind of funny, you know, my parents mentioned it, you know, not too long ago. I've heard them mention that. And so I had to look up statistics and just really got me thinking, wow, we're actually in a very safe time. So, hey, I want to interrupt this episode real quick to talk to you about Nate Armstrong, our sponsor, Nate Armstrong. He's with homeinvest.com. And you want to get to know Nate. So go to homeinvest.com and just connect with Nate. Talk to him. Learn about his operation, what he's got going on. He's a turnkey provider, and it may not be right for you, but it could be the perfect fit. So it doesn't hurt. It's a free call, free consultation, just to figure out, you know, what they do, what they have to offer. And worst case is you're going to meet a great person who's really well educated in real estate. He's done a ton of different real estate strategies, and probably he's going to teach you a little bit, even on a short conversation with him. So go to homeinvest.com and connect with Nate's company. You're definitely not going to be disappointed. It's worth it. So thanks, and we'll get back to our show. John, what's one thing for you that sticks out that's kind of abundance or a blessing, maybe in a general state of your life?
Well, yeah, I'll just concur and agree that whatever situation we're in, it's so easy to compare ourselves to people that are in a better situation and feel like, woe is me for not having as much money as they do, or not getting to travel as much as they do, or whatever the comparison item is. You know, it's so easy to do that. But, you know, definitely we are so blessed. And I start off the same way with my kids. I drive my kids to school every morning. And we have a morning prayer, which most of the time it's a lot of thanking. You know, thank you that we have a vehicle to drive.
Yeah.
Thank you that we have clothes to wear.
Yeah.
Just the basic necessities of life that, you know, I hope that I'm instilling in my children a spirit kind of thankfulness.
Yeah.
Because it's just so easy to look at what you don't have and start complaining about it.
Focus on what you don't have and forget that not very long ago, people didn't have what you have. Like having a car to drive somewhere, that now today is like, well, of course you got a car to drive. But 100 years ago, it wasn't, of course you have a car to drive. Driving, you know, back in even 1930s and 40s, 50s, driving, you know, 30, 40 miles away was, you're going a long way. That's like a vacation. Now today we can just drive to the airport, fly anywhere in the world we want. And that's, you know, takes a very little bit of time. It's where I live right now was a vacation destination for people in St. Paul and Minneapolis. Well, that's pretty funny because it's not, it's, you know, people are just living there. It's not a vacation destination, but it took so long to get to, and they had to have, you know, the trolleys and trains go out there. Speaking of blessing, I mean, look at outside here. Can you see the deer everywhere in my yard? They're crawling all over the place. I don't know if you can see them or not, but there's a bunch of deer out there. There's like 8 deer right now just walking around. I mean, that's amazing, the things that we have in nature too. We focus on, a lot of people focus on, you know, right now we've got this global warming or whatever you want to call it. You know, whether you want to say it's true or false or whatever, I don't really care, but we focus on the pollution, we focus on all this other stuff. But when you actually, you know, have you ever been to the mountains, John?
Yes.
I mean, go to the mountains. You know, have you ever canoed down a river? Mm-hmm. I mean, go canoe down a river. You know, have you ever been camping? Go camping. Like, enjoy some of the nature. It's amazing. Like, I just love, I'm an outdoor person, and I just love just going, walking in the woods and just that stillness in the woods. And same thing with hiking in the mountains, and just the beauty of the mountains, or the beauty of canoeing down a stream or on a lake. And so, you know, when we talk about things that we've been given, I mean, that's amazing. And then if you live in the concrete jungle in the city, there's some pretty cool stuff there too. I mean, first of all, right in the city, there's some cool nature. I go into St. Paul and I go running on some trails down by the river, and it's amazing there. You know, you can run underneath waterfalls and stuff like that, and just really cool. And in Cincinnati, where I invest, there's the same thing. It's just beautiful nature, but also the city. You look at the cityscape and some of the cool bridges and skyscrapers and old historical stuff. And that's really cool too. And so you can focus on some of that as well if you're not maybe a nature person. So
yeah, and it's really hard, it's really good to start off your day or your week or whatever focusing on these positive things. Because if, you know, we're, even though we're going over this right now, it's not like we're denying the fact that there are difficulties in life, there are challenges, there are problems that need to be solved. But if you start off your day with, oh, woe is me, I don't have what everybody else has, then when you get to that problem, you're already in a negative mindset about it. And
right,
you're going to have more difficulty finding the solution for that problem.
Yeah, and what you focus on, what you are what you eat, right? So what you focus on becomes reality. And so if it's a negative, like, woe is me, well, then woe is you. Then you are going to have a negative and potentially pitiful existence if that's what you focus on. It's true. I mean, I don't mean to sound harsh. It's just true. If you're always negative, always, you know, poo-pooing on your dreams and others' dreams, and you go into the party and you're the complainer, you're searching out those complainers, and you're following them along, and you're nodding your head as they're complaining, well, that's what you're going to become. But when you're the one that's seeing the positive, that when somebody says, oh, I remember back when I was young, you know, things were safe, and you say, yeah, things are safe right now, I love, you know, whatever, how things are going. And or you can, you know, people will say negatives about you know, the world we live in, and just have some things that you can go, I think we live in amazing times, and this is why. Like, look at the technology that we have. Look at the opportunity that we have right now. No other time in history have, you know, think back hundred years, think back 500 years, wherever you want. No time in history has we had the transportation. How about the medical advancements that we have? You know, one of my buddies this weekend, so I went and helped one of my buddies with some concrete work this weekend. Talk about cold. Holy cow. That was freezing. But we poured some concrete. He has a son that has diabetes, born with, you know, or I think they figured it out when he was two, I think. And I mean, right. Hard deal. You don't wish that upon anybody. And that sucks, but you know what? They're positive about it. And they're doing everything they can for their kid, and their kid is a very positive kid. And so it's just how they've instilled it upon him. It's just a part of life. It sucks, but it is what it is. And now you've got to live with it and be positive about it. But like he said, he goes, just 100 years ago, that would have been a death sentence. And so how amazing is that, that these medical advancements, now his kid, because of that, is going to live a healthy existence for the rest of his life because of the advancements in our medical. Yeah, he's going to have some, sure. Are there some hardships? Sure. Does he have some difficulties? Yeah, absolutely. But you know what? In the scheme of things, he's alive. That's amazing. So, but yeah, so, you know, our obviously our technology and the things that we can do today versus, you know, where our grandparents, great grandparents, and just even the simple things, even like we have heat inside our house, you know, we have air conditioning that we can have. I mean, talk about a luxury, air conditioning. We have lighting, we have plumbing. We don't have to go outside to go to the bathroom. You know, we're not going to the bathroom in the streets anymore and stuff like that. And we have our own baths. We're not taking these baths in these group areas and stuff like that. And so just that little stuff. I mean, if you think about what we're able to do, it's just ordinary people. We're like better than how kings were treated. You know, it's pretty cool where we're at today in history. I can't imagine like how soft I am right now. I can't imagine living 200 years ago. My dad would talk about in order for them, you know, if they were out in kind of the country, in order for them to start their vehicle, they would have to start a fire and they would put the fire out and have the hot coals and they would roll their car over the coals to heat the engine in order to start the car.
Wow.
Like, talk about a pain in the butt. Like, I don't want to do that. You know, I've never had to think about anything like that. The worst case scenario for us is you plug a charger in or something, and then your vehicle's going. No big deal. You know, or you call somebody and they come and, you know, help you get your vehicle started. It wasn't the case then. And so we're soft. Things are easy and luxurious for us. And we are entitled, you know, we don't treat that as a blessing. We just treat it as, of course it's that way. It's always been that way, right? So.
Well, the other thing is that this is definitely contagious. So however you decide you're going to look at this, and then that's going to come out of you, out of your personality, out of your mouth, the way you act towards people, and it's going to rub off on people. So if you've got people that you're influencing, whether that's children or people at your work or other people that you just have influence on, you know, that can rub off on them, either to the positive or the negative.
Yep. Yeah. And, you know, it's funny you talk about, you know, when you're driving to school and you pray with your kids and stuff. And that's actually one thing we do with our kids at bedtime is we pray, and at the very end we say what we're thankful for, and the kids have to say three things that they're thankful for at the end of the prayer. And that's something that we want to instill in them, is look, like, you guys are so blessed and so spoiled, actually, but so blessed of what you have in your life. And my wife and I try very hard to make sure our kids aren't too spoiled, not giving them too much. I think that's really important as a parent out there. It doesn't matter how much money you make, try to make sure your kids actually have to maybe work for some of the stuff, and they actually have to, they aren't given everything. I think that's really important too. And they understand the blessings that they've been given and the abundance that life has for them. So we try to do things, especially during like Christmas, of giving things away. And I've mentioned it now on this you know, Hump Day Hustle's the best Christmas ever. And that's something I want to get my kids involved in, and we'll end up giving and showing up at somebody's door with, you know, gifts for their family. And it's not us that are actually, you know, so many people are helping out with it, but it's something to show, you know, our kids that it's not just about us, and that other people don't have necessarily what we have. So yeah, that's something, instilling it in your kids as well, is going to definitely be helpful. And it definitely, I think, also helps you think about, wow, how many blessings you have when you're talking about it to other people or your kids. You actually think about it yourself. So for sure, a very good thing. So it was How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie is one of my favorite books, because he talks quite a bit about, you know, that and just that, like, power of, if you're positive, you're going to basically give that vibe off to people. He talked about, you know, smile, just a simple, like, smile to somebody. And when you're smiling at somebody, how they're just like, they become happy right there. I remember not too long ago, I was at a gas station, and this lady was there, kind of in a grumpy type mood, or just a normal, like, hi, you know, type of mood, and not overly exuberant. And I went up to her, I had a big smile, and she had her name tag on, and I said her name, and I said, you know, hey, so-and-so, how are you doing? And I didn't smile, and she just lit up just with that little bit. I didn't do too much, just showed her, like, positivity, and she lit up, and it, you know, she was, like, excited that I was actually being nice to her. So just those little things can go a long way.
Yeah, I agree. It's a good, definitely a good thing to be focused on here.
So for me, you know, to kind of wrap it up, the next time you go and you grab your keys to your car, or you go to a restaurant, you get food served to you. Like, that's amazing, right? Your royalty, you got somebody serving food to you. You put clean clothes on. You answer your cell phone. You turn on the lights. Turn off the lights. You turn the faucet on, whatever you do, just stop and think, like, wow, this is amazing. Like, life is abundant. There's so much that life gives me. And it's amazing that I was blessed enough to live during this time where there's just so much out there, so much opportunity, so much to be given. And we should have so much to give. We do have so much to give. And so it's just amazing we have such an abundant life. We need to pass that positivity and pass that philosophy on to other people, and just ignore and turn off some of this negativity. I would challenge anybody. It's worked well for me. I would challenge anybody, if you've got notifications on your phone that tell you about the news that's going on, I would just turn that garbage off. If you, you know, go home and you listen and turn on whatever, CNN or Fox News, or I don't want to single out any of them, all of them. If you go home and that's what you listen to, turn it off. Go find something positive to listen to. And trust me, you're not going to miss out on something. You're not going to not be informed in what you think you need to be informed in, because quite frankly, you likely don't need to be informed of any of that garbage. So just shut it off. I challenge people to do that. I would challenge you, if you're, you know, if you pray, to pray of what you're thankful for, what you're blessed with. If you don't pray, maybe meditate, whatever you do to put yourself in a more positive state, do that. Write it down, journal it, whatever you're thankful for, and do that on a daily basis. Do that for the next month on a daily basis. Write down minimum of three things, different things every single day, or pray about three different things every single day. Do it with your family, and just make it a point to be thankful for the abundance that we all have in our lives. It's so easy to forget about that stuff. So just pick it all out and write it all down. I wrote a, two-page article, blog, journal, whatever you want to call it, of just some of the things that I'm thankful for. And there's so many things I could add. And these are just general things. These aren't just my life specific. So you can do the same thing. Then you can add in your own life what you're thankful for. There's so many things out there. Oh, there go a bunch of deer. Can you see them all, John? I gotta show you. Can you see these deer?
I think so. It's hard to make out exactly.
They're everywhere, man.
Can you zoom in?
I can't zoom in, unfortunately. Oh, they're all over there. Can you see that one right there? Corner of my screen?
Yeah.
They're running everywhere. Yeah. Anyways. You got anything to add, John?
No, I agree. I think, you know, again, it's just so easy to get distracted and to focus on the negativity. If the news is really important to you, you know, maybe get a 1 week summary, because with the 30-second news cycle we have, or whatever it is these days, you know, whatever is breaking and super duper important right now isn't going to matter in 5 minutes. So,
you know what, if the news is important to you, shut it off and wait till you're in a group and you hear it from somebody else. Cause I guarantee you're going to hear it from other people anyway. I get my news from random people that want to talk to me. And you know what? I never care about it. So I don't feel like I said, I shut it off in 2016. I very rarely, if ever, listen or read about the news. And I don't feel like I've missed one thing. And some of the people that are listening might say, well, shame on you. You should know. I don't give a rip. I don't care. Like, I don't care. I'm better off for it. That's what I feel like.
Yeah. I do like to stay up to date every once in a while, but I balance it out. You know, it's not the only thing I consume.
Yeah. And I'm not saying you're bad if you're listening to it. You should be just like me. I don't really care. It works for me. And that's what I want to do. Like, I don't want to be consumed by the negativity. And so it works for me, because if I start getting caught up in it, then I get caught up in it. And then it's that spiral effect for me. And so I just shut it off. I don't want to hear about it.
Yep. Great. Well, you know, if any of our listeners want to kind of add on to this conversation, we'd love for your comment below, either something that you personally are thankful for, or something that just people in this world need to be kind of realizing how blessed we are to be alive in today's time. So,
yeah, it's a world of abundance, John.
Yep. So you can find us, Pillars of Wealth Creation is the name, of course. You can find us on iTunes, on YouTube, and on Facebook is a great place to have this conversation.
Awesome. Appreciate the time, John. And hey, make every day a Saturday.
You too.
Are you ready to start investing in real estate today, but don't know where to start? Sometimes investing can seem way too complicated, but it actually couldn't be any easier than with homeinvest.com. You know the co-founder and my friend, Nate Armstrong. He appeared on episode 20. And if you haven't heard it, go back and listen to it. Episode number 20. Home Invest is a company that allows you to invest in turnkey real estate. Their goal is to build powerful investment tools that make real estate investing accessible to everyone. They have contractors and property managers available for you with the click of your mouse. While other real estate agents can only offer a property, Home Invest brings you a full turnkey package that allows you to diversify your investments, earn passive income, and start building equity in properties. Their simple, intuitive design allows newcomers and experienced investors alike to hit the ground running and to be able to choose the properties when they want and where they want. View easy to understand charts and data to allow you to buy in only a few clicks or just a simple phone call. With Home Invest, you'll be building your portfolio as quickly or as slowly as you would like. And right now, Home Invest is giving our listeners, Pillar of Wealth Creation listeners a free course on how to finally win in real estate investing. So go to homeinvest.com/pillars. That's homeinvest.com/pillars to claim your free course today.